Random House Audio presents Man Riding West, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
There's nothing better than a hot cup of coffee, good conversation, and a warm fire after a long day's ride. And there's nothing lonelier than the knowledge that it's just you and your horse, again. And the only conversation you're going to have is with the crickets and the stars and yourself. I've been having too many of those lately, far too many for my own good. Of course, it'd been my own choice riding alone all this way. But when I smelled the smoke from the camp up ahead, I couldn't help turning from the trail and heading for it. It had been a long time since I shared a meal with somebody.
You, G, it's a good thing you're a good cook. You'd be good for nothing.
Hey, you eat enough of my cooking, you should know.
Hey, shh. Who's there?
Hey, watch it. I don't mean any harm.
Who is it, Tobe?
Get yourself into the light. What's your business here?
Name's Jim Gary. Just passing through.
Well, couldn't you pass through somewhere else?
Yeah, he looks okay to me, Tobe.
The large man and I sized each other up. His face was dark, with lines etched into it from a perpetual frown. The other man was younger and smaller, and his eyes kept moving nervously between us. I could guess what they saw in me. I'd been riding hard for almost a month, and hadn't been too particular about keeping up my appearance. I suppose I could have looked like trouble at that, but then the large man glanced at where my holster should have been.
I guess you can stick around to eat.
Steaks are done.